How's the tour going, Levi?
The tour's gone fantastic. We started off on Tuesday in Reading University. First time the Levi Roost experience. I think this is the first time anywhere in the world something like this is actually being put on, whereas we're merging music and food. So while I've got my band on stage, I've got a cooker up on there as well. And in between dubs, I'll be cooking up some delicious foods and giving inspirational chat and getting back to the music to promote my new album, Red Hot.
I can't wait to see this. It's something completely different to go on tour, like you say, with food. But I can see something going in an oven right now, which is the pasty. Tell us about that.
Well, the pasty, obviously what I was trying to do is kind of big up Caribbean food. I think that's a much bigger job for me than doing something for Levi Roots. I always thought that if I can actually put Caribbean food back on the map where it belongs, then it would be fantastic. And I found out that the Jamaican patty was actually brought to Jamaica by a Lord Falmouth, who actually was the governor of Jamaica back in the 14th century or what have you. And he gave lots of Cornish names to places in Jamaica. And one of the things that he brought there was the Cornish pasty. And of course, Jamaicans be as who we are, we always change things around. So we created the patty, which is a version of the pasty. So I always wanted to sort of dub up the version of the Cornish pasty. So now we have a deal with a fantastic company called WC Rowe, who are one of the oldest pasty makers from Cornwall. So they've created my reggae pasties, and now I think they're the biggest selling pasties for them. And it's really fantastic that I've managed to merge the old school with the new school.
Everything's big with you at the moment. You've got your big source, you've got a great TV program, and you're doing obviously a brilliant tour as well. What's going to be next? What would you really want to do, ambition-wise?
Well, you know, it's for me, it's all about inspiration. You know, I think that young people are latching onto my brand in their millions, they're buying the sources, and it's mainly driven by young people. I think I have a duty to put something back. I really enjoy the schools visits that I do. I mean, last year I was doing 3 schools a day. I was doing like 15 a week. And I'm booked up for schools up until the next 2 years. You know, that's how, you know, popular it's become among young people. And kids just write me from school, says, Levi, please, can you come to my school? We need you to come and give us a bit of inspiration. And I can never resist that. So I'm really booked up. And I think that is the most enjoyable thing for me at the moment. It's not connecting my brands with big businesses. Like, for instance, I've had to just turn down Ines. Because Ines wanted to do the next reggae baked beans, and I really don't think that baked beans is Caribbean at this point. And the integrity of the brand is really to try to keep it Caribbean until we've gotten somewhere. I don't think we've gotten anywhere yet, just after 2.5 years, 3 years of Dragon's Den, even though we have the second biggest selling sauce in the country. But it's still a very short space of time. So the integrity of the brand is Caribbean. So we've got things like our jerk chicken, which we got here tonight. We've done that with a company called Facenda. I have giant companies like Bird's Eye, who's coming to me now, you know, to actually promote their brands, because the fastest selling burger in Bird's Eye at the moment is my reggae chicken burger. They've just come back and want to do a beef burger as well, so that's fantastic. So it's fantastic that these super brands are now coming to me, a Rastaman from Brixton, you know, with dreadlocks and etal, and still wanted us to promote their brand. So it just shows that if you're the small man, providing you can focus, you can have a dream, you know, and you're passionate about that dream, then you can be the next Dragon Slayer as well.
Yeah. How does that make you feel? Do you feel powerful?
Well, I don't feel powerful in front of my kids, because they just see me as this normal dad who don't know much, you know, even though I've done everything. When I'm around with my personal kids, it's just that, dad, you don't know nothing. You don't know nothing, daddy. You know, so for me, it's just all about moving the next stage. And the next stage is always trying to educate, you know, young people and say that you can do it as well. You know, if Levi Roots can do it, then virtually anyone can do it. I always tell them that nobody climbed Mount Everest on their own. You know, Mount Everest, you climb it and there's always stops along the way. It's not a non-stop one climb in one go. And we as parents or we as elders have to be there for young people when they're climbing their personal Mount Everest's. At these watering holes, to give them education, to give them tips and help them to reach their particular summit. So I'm there, you know, for them, you know, and hopefully I can inspire them to sort of go one step further.
The Caribbean influence, the food, which isn't prevalent in the UK, do you think that will change because of you?
Well, you know, it was fantastic that the BBC actually, you know, trusted me to lead a program called Caribbean Food Made Easy, which drew a massive, massive audience for me. I think we drew the second biggest audience behind Coronation Street for that slot. So it was fantastic. And, you know, people were waiting for Caribbean food to happen on TV. It's just that we have French food, we have Italian food, we have all sorts of food coming out of our derriere on TV. And all sorts of chefs swearing at us and doing school meals and all kind of stuff. But when was the last time Caribbean food had a proper series on TV? I don't think it... I remember the last woman, her name was Rusty Lee. Rusty Lee is really the only person I can remember who was a real Caribbean person that was mainstream and everyone knew, because she had this gargantuan laughter. Yes. That, you know, that everybody remembered. So we all identified with her. She's a hero of mine. Yeah. She was the first person on TV that I could identify with as a Caribbean person that was cooking proper Caribbean food. And now it's my turn, you know, and as I said, Caribbean Food Made Easy has been such a fantastic hit. I'm talking to the BBC again for a second series about food and traveling in the Caribbean. So it's brilliant that people have always waited for it. It's not that they don't understand Caribbean food, but because all these other cuisines are always pushed into their face by these chefs, and Caribbean food has been one that's never been done. So now everybody's like eating yams and know what plantain is and things like that, which for us as Caribbean people, it's you know, it's as simple as mashed potato.
What I wanted to ask you as well was... about the food itself being combined with music, which, like you say, I don't think has been done, certainly not at all. Yeah. Where did this idea come from?
Well, you know, when 2006, when I decided to take the sauce further, because I'd only ever been doing my sauce at the carnival once a year. We started off in about 1991, and it was just a yearly thing. And for 30 years, music has always been my life. Always on the stage with music and doing my musical stuff. So 2006 came and I thought, I'm just stuck in this comfort zone of music, music, music. You've got to get out of this comfort zone, Levi. And I just thought, well, why not merge these 30 years of experience with the music with the sauce that I'd been doing at the carnival and make that into a brand? And I decided to write the song for it because obviously because of my music connection, that was the next step. And the first lyric in the song is, put some music in the food. So that's what I did. I put the music in the food. And I think that if I'd appeared on Dragon's Den any other way but with a guitar around my waist, yeah, and, you know, and singing the praises about my sauce, I don't think that, you know, I would have been chosen by the Dragons, because that was my USP. That was my unique selling point, is because I managed to do that. And this tour is just really taking it literally to the people and saying that, look, I'm on stage with my band, but I've also got a cooker on stage as well, and I'm going to be cooking some fabulous food and actually putting the music and the food entwined together and bring that to the public.
Wow, a carnival on tour is basically
absolutely.
Thank you, Levi. That's fantastic.
Respect you. Yeah.